主耶稣所呼召，主耶稣所爱的各位，大家安息日平安。
Greetings to all who are present, who are called, and who are loved by the Lord.
感谢主将安息日的下午赏赐给我们。
We thank the Lord that He has given us a wonderful afternoon.
又有这么好的天气。
And with a good weather.
荣耀归给神。
All glory to God.
今天下午继续我们上午那个题目。
And this afternoon we continue with this morning topic.
你是主所爱的门徒吗？
Are you the beloved one of the Lord?
我们早上说，新约圣经的约翰福音。
And this morning we talk about the New Testament John, the Gospel.
他的记录者是自称为主所爱的门徒。
And the author of this book called himself Beloved of the Christ.
我们上午也翻过约翰福音十三节。十三章二十三节。
And this morning already turned to John chapter 13.
还有十九章的二十六节。
And 19 verse 21.
二十一章七节。
And chapter 21 verse 7.
那一个耶稣所爱的门徒。
And here recorded the beloved disciple of the Lord.
他故意隐藏了自己的名字。
He intentionally did not name himself.
所以我们说，我们要追求的是被神记在他的纪念册，也就是生命册当中。
Therefore, today we have to pursue our name to be recorded in the book of life.
就算世上的人全部忘了我
，Even though the whole world forgotten about us，
不管我做了多少，没有人知道我。
No matter how much accomplishment we did, no one remember.
我依然喜乐，依然雀跃。
And yet I'm happy and joyous.
因为有那个数点所有星宿的神，他记得我。
Because the Lord God remembered me.
还照着雅歌所说的，把我们刻在他的手掌上。
And according to the book of Songs of Solomon, we are crafted in his hand.
虽然我们故意不去寻求那一个主所爱的门徒的名字。
So we purposely not to find out these nameless disciples.
因为我们希望我们在座每一位就是那一位主所爱的。
Because we all hope that we are the one who is beloved by the Lord.
我们就继续来查考这个门徒他所写下来的。
And now we continue to study what these disciples have written.
也让我们能够来效法他的脚步。
So that we can emulate his footstep.
我们发觉这个主所爱的门徒啊。
We knew that this person who loved by the Lord.
他不只是追寻他跟主之间有一个信者跟被信者的关系。
Not only he pursued to become a believer and also want to be trusted of the Lord.
他更追寻更深刻的那种关系。
He even pursued a deeper relationship with Christ.
我们发现他成了比一般信徒更亲近主的家人。
And we found out that he is closer than anyone to the family of Christ.
关键在于他不只听，不只明白。
The key point is that not only he understand and know,
而且他切实的把它做出来了。
But he acted it out.
怎么说呢？我们从约翰福音就可以看到。
And we can see this from the recording of John.
我们先来看约翰福音十四章二十一节。
We look at chapter 14, verse 21.
二十一节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他。我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He who has my commandment and keeps them, he is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
主耶稣说，有耶稣的命令，不只有啊，还要遵守。
So the Lord tells us that not only we have to keep his command, but we have to act it out.
耶稣会做什么事呢？
And what did Jesus do?
耶稣说他会爱他，还要向他显现。
And that he will love him and appear to him.
我们渴望耶稣爱我们吗？
We long for the love of Christ.
我们渴望神显现在我们的生命当中吗？
We long for our Lord God to appear in our heart.
那要去了解他的命令，还要把它实行出来，这就很重要喽。
Then you have to know his commandment and keep them.
那主耶稣讲过什么话？
So what did Jesus say in the past?
其中一句话这么写。
And one of them, he said.
我们一起来看新约圣经路加福音二十一章。
We look at Luke 21,
十七节到十九节。
Verse 17 to 19.
路加福音二十一章十七节到十九节。
Luke 21, 17 to 19.
你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，然而你们连一根头发也必不损坏。 你们长存忍耐，就必保全灵魂。
17, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not the hair of your head shall be lost, but your patience possess your souls.
所以这里告诉我们，我们要长存忍耐啊。
So this tells us we have to endure.
而且这种忍耐还不是为了我们生存的利益来忍耐。
And this endurance is not only for our own survival.
这种忍耐甚至不是讲说为一般工作劳苦，为了我们的生活需要而忍耐。
And it is not patience because we want to work hard or work hard to earn more.
这个忍耐要加上17节前面那个重点，是要为了耶稣的名来忍耐。
And this patience means that we have to endure by the hatred of many.
我们知道忍耐本身就不容易了。
So to endure is difficult.
在某些时刻要为主忍耐更不容易。
And in certain circumstances, it's even more difficult to be patient.
尤其要在那一些不相信神的至亲好友面前。
Especially in our relatives who don't believe in Christ.
我们要一再见证主的存在跟他的恩典。
Because we have to testify to them the grace and the existence of Christ.
有时候啊，比起向陌生人来传福音更难啊。
And it's even more difficult to preach to them and to strangers.
因为我们在没有关系的人面前讲啊，他不听，我们就珍重再见就好了。
Because if we preach to a stranger, if we don't listen, we just walk away.
但是要在那些不愿意承认耶稣的人的亲人面前跟他们传福音。
But to preach to your relatives who don't believe in Christ.
这样有一种风险啊。
Then there is second consequences.
这种风险有时候在他们看来，好像是我们在挑衅他们的信仰，或者他们认为我们迷信了。
And these consequences is that they might treat us as a relatives who are heresy or are possessed.
所以要向亲戚、朋友、同事传福音，有时候更难。
So it's more difficult for us to preach to our family, friends, and relatives.
为什么有时候我们不愿意在工作场所来开口？
And that's the reason why most of us will not open our mouth to be a Christian.
因为我们害怕，假如他不接受的话，会伤害到我们平时相处的气氛跟关系嘛。
Because we're afraid that what we told them might hinder our relationship at work.
所以难就难在这里啦。
And that is the difficult part.
有时候要存这个忍耐，就是忍耐这里啦。
And that is why we have to be patient and persevere.
所以这样子的话，我们来看这个主所爱的无名门徒，他做了什么事呢
？So let us look at these nameless disciples of Christ.
我们来看马可福音14章。
We look at Mark 14.
50节到52节。
Verse 50 to 51.
马可福音14章的50到52节。
Mark 14, verse 50 to 51.
门徒都离开他逃走了。51节，有一个少年人赤身披着一块麻布跟随耶稣，众人要捉拿他，他却丢了麻布赤身逃走了。
50, they all forsook him and fled. Now a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body. And the young man laid hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked.
大家看到刚才读的经节里面有几个逃走了。
And this recorded someone fled away.
他们为什么逃走了？
Why they fled?
因为这是一个有压力的时刻。
Because it is a time of pressure.
这是一个被逼迫的时刻。
It is a time of persecution.
这一段记载的是耶稣将要被逮捕、被审判的那一段时间啊。
And this is the time when the Lord was to be arrested and persecuted.
想一想，我们希望怎么跟随耶稣呢
？So how what we thought how to follow Christ？
我们常常讲说哈利路亚，哈利路亚，荣耀归于至高的真神啊
！We all claim Hallelujah, praise to the Most High God。
我们希望在世人的面前显现出我们跟随耶稣的荣耀跟喜乐。
We want to demonstrate to the public our love and joy in Christ。
所以，我们常常想象跟随耶稣，就好像耶稣骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷的那个时刻。
So we imagine we are like following Christ when he entered into Jerusalem on the donkey。
大家拿着棕榈叶喊啊，何善呐，何善呐！
And people lining the street shouting Hosanna, Hosanna with palm leaves。
那个时候跟随耶稣是容易的，是快乐的。
That would be the easiest time to follow Christ。
没有人会逃跑。
And nobody will fled away。
大家争先恐后来拥挤。
And everybody will surround Jesus。
可是在这里记载的
，But now here recorded。
这个时候啊，没有群众要跟啊。
at this time, no one want to follow Christ.
连平常那些忍耐跟在他身边的人也一个一个逃跑了。
Including those who follow him day by day are fled away.
这里记载一些门徒先跑走了。
And here recorded disciples run away.
然后这里面有个年轻人啊，一开始在挣扎，他不想离开。
And among them was a young man. He struggled to stay behind.
可是那个状况越来越危急啊，可能连自己也被逮捕，自己也被陷害的时候，他脱了他的外衣。
But the situation become dire, and then they become more intense and tense. He even throw away his clothes and run away naked.
哇，这个华文叫金蝉脱壳，我不知道怎么翻译啦，反正就，哎呀，好像蜥蜴啊，断尾求生。
So he's as if throwing away his garment to hide his escape.
可是我们看看哦， so, 你是主所爱的吗？
Are you the one beloved by the Lord?
如果我们是主更爱的那一位门徒，在这个时候，我们会有什么样的表现？
If you are that disciple loved by the Lord, what is your reactions?
我们一起来看马可福音十四章的五十四节。
We look at verse 54.
五十四。
Verse 54.
彼得远远的跟着耶稣，一直进入大祭司的院里，和差役一同坐在光火里烤火。
But Peter followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire.
这位彼得啊，是当初耶稣出来传道时候所拣选十二使徒当中的一位。
And this Peter is one of the disciples chosen by the Lord.
耶稣也很爱他。
And the Lord loves him.
他的年纪是最大的，所以被称为使徒之首。
He's most senior, so therefore he's like a big brother among the disciples.
我们看到彼得有没有跟着耶稣啊？
But did Peter follow Christ?
有啊。就像我们一样也跟着耶稣哦。
Yes, he followed just like us.
可是看这里经文记载的，他是怎么跟着啊？
But how did he follow?
远远的。
At the distance.
远远的。
He followed at a distance.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们是怎么跟随耶稣的？
So brother and sister, how we follow Christ today?
其实要跟随耶稣已经很不容易了，神祝福你。
To follow him itself is not easy, and God bless you.
大家有没有发现跟随耶稣还分距离耶？圣经有这样讲哦，还分距离呀。
But did you notice that following Christ there is a distance?
我相信我们都是跟随耶稣的。
I believe we all follow Christ.
我一直也在反省我自己，到底是用什么样的距离在跟随耶稣。
But I keep reminding myself what sort of distance I kept between me and him.
我们能够体恤彼得为什么这么做，我们能够谅解。
We appreciate the situation Peter's are in.
我刚才讲过，这是一个充满了压力跟逼迫的时候。
Because that is the time where they have deep distress.
彼得也是人啊。
Peter is a human being.
所以他因为怕被人恨恶了。
But he afraid to be hated by others.
可是他内心又有一个情感。
But at the same time, in his heart, he struggled.
这个情感呢，叫做拿不起又放不下。大家能理解吗？
He had his emotions that he want to keep, but yet he had to let go.
如果他拿得起的话，他就贴在耶稣身边了。
If able to pick it up, then he will follow Christ closely.
如果他放得下的话，他就马上逃开了，跟其他人一样。
But if he give up, then he will fled like the rest of the disciples.
可是彼得的挣扎就在于，他拿不起又放不下。
But the struggle of Peter is that it's difficult to pick up and difficult to put down.
各位知道吗？我们有些同龄现在是这种状况哎。
And did you realize that some of us are in these situations?
他为什么今天下午没有在这里
？So some are not here this afternoon.
他为什么好久都没来教会了
？Why some have not attended service for a long time?
你知道吗？有时候主耶稣引导你去访问他了。
Did you know that Christ led you to visit them?
感谢神啊，他还愿意让我们去接触他、访问他哦。
And thank God they allow us to visit.
你会发现这些很久没有来教会的弟兄姐妹都讲同一件事。
And they will tell you the same reason.
我虽然没有去教会，我的心里面还有耶稣。
Although I didn't attend service, but in my heart there is Christ.
我虽然很久没去守安息了，我还是常常祷告。
Although I have not attended Sabbath regularly, but I continue to pray.
我能理解。
I understood.
主耶稣也知道。
And Christ knows.
但是亲爱的同理，你知道吗？你现在就像彼得一样，是远远的跟着。
But beloved brother, did you realize that you are following him at a distance like Peter?
可是现在，请你挪出一点时间来思考，约翰福音这个主所爱的他怎么做呢？
Now let us consider the nameless disciples in the Gospel of John.
来了，我们来看，我们请看约翰福音十八章。
We look at John chapter 18,
十五节到十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
约翰福音十八章十五节到十六节。
John 18 verse 15 and 16.
西门彼得跟着耶稣，还有一个门徒跟着。那门徒是大祭司所认识的，他就同耶稣进了大祭司的院子。十六节。
16.
彼得却站在门外，大祭司所认识的那个门徒出来，和看门的使女说了一声，就领彼得进去。
And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now the disciple was known to the high priest, and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door, and brought Peter in.
大家有看到这个经文的对比吗？
So did you notice the contrast in these verses?
那一个大名鼎鼎的，有名字写在这里的，
the one with a name written here.
他在哪里？
Where is he?
他最后在门外呢，我们叫做门外汉呢。
He is outside the door.
然后那一个没有名字的，
But the nameless disciples.
他在哪里？
Where is he?
他不止进去的，他又出来了，有没有发现？
Not only he is inside, but he came out again.
经文告诉我们，这一位跟审判官，身为审判官的大祭司，或者有亲戚关系。或者曾经交往过的无名的门徒。
And this nameless disciple might be a friend or who know the high priest or the judge.
大家有没有感受他的不怕？
But he's not afraid.
他或许不是不怕，他或许很怕，但是他坚持做出决定了。
Or maybe he's afraid, but he had made the decisions.
他做出的决定是什么？
And what is his decisions?
他不怕在这里以认识主耶稣而伤害了他跟大祭司之间的关系。
He's not afraid to be known by others that he knew Christ and that might broke his relationship with the high priest.
他也不怕从此被众人啊做标签、做记号来讨厌。
And he's not afraid to be targeted by others.
他勇敢的选择与主一同进入那一道门。
He bravely followed Christ into that door.
那一道门里面等待的不是财富。
And inside the door is not riches.
等待的不是地位。
And it's not stages.
等待的是羞耻而且苦不堪言的审判过程。
But shame and painful judgment.
这些不需要忍耐吗？
And all this require patience.
想象如果你那个时候跟主耶稣进入了那道门，你不需要忍耐吗？
Imagine if you follow Christ through that door, you yourself will be in harm way.
要忍耐众人的误解。
And others might misunderstood you.
要忍耐其他人的眼光。
And others might stare at you.
要忍耐自己人际关系的亏损。
And you might consider you are breaking off your relationship with others.
但是这就是那一个无名的门徒他的信心。
But this is the faith of this nameless disciple.
也可以说就是他对主耶稣的感情以及深爱啊。
Or we can say that he felt deep love with Christ.
我们用另外一个字眼来描述。
And we use another word to describe this.
这个门徒他不怕麻烦的与主进入那一道门去受审。
He is not afraid of consequences, and therefore he followed Christ into the door.
我们发觉他更不怕麻烦的离开那道门出来了，做什么事？
And he also not afraid to come out of the door and did something.
他来领那一位同领，叫做彼得的同领进去。
He let another disciple called Peter inside the door.
各位，那一道门是可以让人家随意进出的吗？
Do you think that this door is easily open and closed?
你以为像进出校门这么容易吗？
Is it easy as coming into this church?
那一道门没有身份地位关系是进不去的。
That door, if you without a permit or stages, you cannot enter.
你出来可能就被守卫挡在门外了，也进不去了。
Because there are guards. If you come out, they might not allow you in.
你知道那一个无名的门徒进到门里面在想什么吗？
So what did this nameless disciple thought that is inside?
他在里面看到主被审判 被掌打，被吐口水，他已经心都被撕裂了。
Because inside his heart was torn apart, he saw Christ being spat on, slapped on, and judged.
各位，如果你那个时候在门里面，你会不会哭啊
？Would you cry if you are inside that door？
你会不会捏自己的肉啊
？Would you pinch yourself？
你会不会握紧你的拳头啊
？Would you hold on to your fist？
可是，在那极其伤痛的时候
，But at that at deepest pain。
他不是只有想到自己
，He didn't only thought about himself。
他突然想到了，哎，那一个跟我一起跟在主耶稣身边的人呢，的弟兄呢
？He remembered the brother who followed him through into this courtyard or into this area。
就是那一个跟主耶稣说“我死也不离开你，爱你到底”的彼得在哪里呀？
And that disciple is Peter, who said he's willing to die for Christ, but where is he now?
在我们最痛苦的时候
，in our deepest sorrow，
在我们最感受不到神荣耀的时刻
，when the time that we cannot feel the existence of God，
我们的心还放得下别人吗
？Do you still keep others in mind？
但是这一个无名的门徒，他没有落井下石，可以翻吗？他没有在这个时候啊，更进一步的来责备这一个弟兄。
But this nameless disciple, he didn't rebuke this brother who stood outside.
他没有这个时候说啊，你看，你看，平常那么会讲道，平常当老大，这个时候你看那副样子啊。
He didn't criticize him and say that before you said you want to follow Christ to death, but now you are hiding outside.
他心里没有想说，你看看，这个就是使徒之长啊，哎呀，这种人啊。
He didn't rebuke him just because he is the most senior of the disciples.
他没有在这个时刻撇弃那一个软弱不前的弟兄。
He never gave up this brother who at this time is weak and sorry.
甚至你看，在约翰福音里面的记载呀、啊，连远远的跟着这个字都没有出现，有没有发现？
And you saw the recording of John. It didn't say that Peter followed at a distance.
那大家可以体会他的心吗？十五节说西门彼得跟着耶稣。
Verse 15, Simon Peter followed Jesus.
马可福音却记载彼得远远跟着耶稣，有没有？
But the Gospel of Mark recorded that Simon Peter followed Jesus at a distance.
你们知道为什么吗？
So why is recorded different?
因为马可福音就是彼得跟马可说，马可写下来的啦。
Because Mark, the book of Mark was written by the instructions of Peter and Mark.
所以彼得啊，他反省啊，他说：“给我写下来，我对不起神啊，我是远远的跟着，是这样写下来的。”
So Peter asked Mark to write down that at the time I follow Christ at a distance, far far away.
大家看，这一个主所爱的门徒在十五节怎么记载？他故意把远远的给拿掉了，有没有发现？他把远远的给拿掉了。
But this nameless disciple, written down that Peter followed Jesus, but never said at a distance.
他不只爱耶稣。
Not only he loved Jesus,
他也爱他的同龄。
He also loved his co-workers.
他爱他软弱的同龄。
He loved those who are weak.
他爱他。然后他知道主耶稣不只爱他。
And he knew that Christ not only loved him.
他也知道在里面受苦的耶稣心里面也还想着那一个没有进来软弱的同龄。
And he knew that Jesus is waiting for the disciple who is outside the door to come in.
所以这个没有名字的门徒，他决定不一个人留在门里面啊。
So the nameless disciple decided not to be alone inside the court.
他没有容让他软弱的同龄留在门外。
He didn't allow the weak disciple to remain outside.
他不是自顾自的为了自己的虔诚跟恩典而在做服事。
He didn't serve just because of gain.
他在悲痛流泪当中决定转身走出门外。
While in deep sorrow and distress, he went outside.
他去到外面，看见了彼得，拉着他的手。
And he
saw, 弟兄，跟我进去。
And he saw Peter grabs his hand and pulling in, brother, come with me.
这个没有写在经文里面。如果是我，我一定要说，跟我进去，我亲爱的弟兄。
This is not recorded, but if I'm him, I would say, brother, come in.
我们要去拉着其他人的手进来，不是吗？ 那一些我们的弟兄姐妹。
Today we have to pull the hands of other weak brother and sister into the church.
一个不怕麻烦的信徒去带领一个怕麻烦的信徒进来了。
A disciple without fear pull a disciples with fear.
圣经当中所讲的包容、忍耐、相信。
And that's why the scripture tells us to bear and believe all.
格林多前书告诉我们，这就是爱的真理。
And that is the essence of love.
他相信这一个软弱的大哥会再站起来。
Because he believed that this elder brother of him will stand up again.
他相信当他把他拉进来之后，里面痛苦的耶稣可以受到些许的安慰。
And he believed by pulling him into the courtyard, it will comfort the heart of Jesus.
你们要彼此相爱的这种同龄之爱，在这里显出了最高峰的形态。
And here demonstrate the true meaning of brotherly love.
没有生斥。没有斥责
，and there's no rebuke and there's no criticism.
没有在旁边默默的观看
，and there's no just stood in silence.
没有论断
，and there's no judgment.
不见不厌其烦
，and he would go into all trouble to bring him in.
我们请看约翰福音十五章二十二节。
We look at chapter 15, verse 12.
十五章十二节到十四节。
Chapter 15, verse 12 to 14.
十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。十三节，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的。十四节
，14.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
So this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love is no one than this.Than to lay down one's life for his friend. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
这个无名的门徒真够朋友啊
！And this nameless disciple is truly a friend of Peter.
大家觉得他够不够朋友
？Do you think that he's a good friend?
他不只是耶稣的好朋友，他也是彼得的好朋友。
Not only he is a good friend of Christ, but also of Peter.
他把耶稣跟彼得再次连接在一起了。
And he reconnected Christ and Peter.
所以我们发现，接下来为什么在约翰福音最后才会记载这件事？还有另外一件事哦。
And this was recorded now at the end of John, the Gospel of John, and another was recorded.
主耶稣在十字架上把人间没有完成的重责大任托付了这一个他所爱的。
And Jesus had entrusted the last command to his beloved disciple.
对主耶稣来说，他离世之前，除了我们在座诸位，他最挂念谁
？So before Christ died, who else did he show his concern of?
他最挂念的就是他的妈妈。
And what he concerned of is his bodily flesh mother.
他才三十几岁要死了。
And he's only 33 years old and he's about to die.
他看到他的妈妈在十字架下面哭的。痛彻心扉。
And he saw his mother cry under the cross.
耶稣的心痛啊。
So the heart of Christ was in pain.
但他原是为此而来啊。
But he came for this purpose.
大家还记得耶稣把他的母亲托付给谁了
？So remember whom did Jesus entrust his mother to?
好奇怪啊，耶稣没有其他弟兄姐妹吗
？Didn't Jesus have other fresh and brother and sisters.
我们来看马可福音六章三节。
We look at Mark chapter 6, verse 3.
马可福音六章三节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 3.
这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。
It is not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Jones, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, who are not his sister here with us. So they were offended at him.
来，各位，耶稣有没有弟兄姐妹
？So did Jesus have brother and sister?
好多弟兄姐妹呀、啊。
He had many siblings.
就算他们不信耶稣是基督，他们有没有责任来照顾玛利亚呢？你们说
？So even though they might not believe Jesus as Christ, wouldn't they look after Mary?
可是对于这一位即将完成任务的神跟人来说，有一个人更值得信赖。
But to this person who is a man and God, there is one who is most trusted by him.
有一个人比他所有有血缘的弟兄姐妹还值得深爱跟信赖。
There's one person whom he treated, he loved more than his own siblings.
对于主耶稣来说，这一个无名的门徒，因着他的信心与实践，他才是耶稣心中真正的家人啊。
So to Jesus, this nameless disciple is truly a household of his, a members of his household.
耶稣自己讲过。
And the Lord says.
我们来看路加福音八章。
We look at Luke chapter 8,
21节
verse 21.
路加福音八章二十一节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 21.
好，我们从二十节开始看。
We read from verse 20.
有人告诉他说：“你母亲和你弟兄站在外边要见你。”二十一节。
21。
耶稣回答说：“听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄们。”
And it was told to him that some who say your mother and your brothers are standing outside desire to see you, but he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the words of God and do it."
所以最后耶稣讲了什么话呢
？So what did Jesus say at last?
他对玛利亚说：“看啊，你的儿子。”
He said to Mary, "Woman." Behold your son.
他为那一个无名的民徒讲的最后的话，看啊，你的母亲。
And the last word to the nameless disciple, "Behold your mother."
现在你要接受我的母亲。
And now you have to take her in.
这个无名门徒将要接受的不是一个要来照顾自己的母亲。
And the nameless disciple, not having a mother to look after him.
而是一个满心被掏刺透的
，But a mother who has been hurt and pierced through，
余生哀伤不已的老人家、老母亲
，And is an old woman who is deeply sorrowful and in pain。
我们希望我们的周边的同龄都充满了喜乐跟交托。
We all hope that our brother and sister are happy and joyous。
但是如果发现你旁边的慕道者跟同龄，他是充满了忧愁，他的心被许多的刀刺到的时候，
But you found
你用什么态度来面对他
？So how are you going to face them if you knew they were hurt and they were pierced to the heart？
这是一个多么大的责任跟负担呢
？This is a great responsibility。
如果我们必须比其他的同龄承担更多的责任
，If we have to hold on to more responsibilities.
为什么别人全家信主那么容易
？And sometimes you wonder why others, a whole family, believe in Christ.
为什么我的家人，我跟他传福音这么久，他还不愿意接受
？Why is so difficult for me to preach to my own family?
甚至有时候还对我讲一些讽刺的话。
And they would scold me if I preach.
为什么别人都健康，我的家人却身体欠安？
Why other family are healthy and my family have a lot of illnesses?
为什么别人都有灵性美好的同龄跟他们作伴，我旁边的同龄都这么软弱
？And why other brothers have good spiritual brothers and sisters to help them and not me?
主耶稣所爱的，我现在要告诉你。
So beloved one of the Lord,
我们不要觉得不公平。
Let me tell you, do not feel unjust.
我们不要觉得沮丧。
Do not feel despair.
我们不要有疑惑。
Do not doubt.
你有负担
，You have responsibility，
但是你要因此而喜乐
，And therefore you have to bear it。
你就要重新得力
，You have to regenerate your strength。
你听到了吗
？Have you heard it？
耶稣在对你说：“看啊，你的母亲；看啊，你的弟兄姐妹。”
Jesus just said to you, "Behold your mother, behold your brother and sisters."
他们看重你
，They esteem you。
耶稣把他们托付给你
，and Jesus entrust them to you，
就好像主耶稣特别选了这个主所爱的来承接他生命当中那一份重量。
Just like he chosen this nameless disciples and hand over to him his physical mother。
如果今天你也感受到这种感觉啦，我要感谢神，要恭喜你，你成为耶稣真正的家人呐。
If you have this feeling, if you have done this before, then congratulations, you are become the member of the household of God.
但是这一个主所爱的还不只是这样。
And this nameless disciple not only achieved this.
他有他信仰的特质，值得我们来思考。
He had other uniqueness in his character for us to emulate.
什么样的特质呢？我们来看。
And we can look at this.
约翰福音二十章一节到十节。
John 20 verse 1 to 10.
约翰福音二十章第一节到第十节。
John 20 verse 1 to 10.
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。第二节
，two，
就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：“有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。”第三节
，three，
彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去。第四节
，four，
两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓。第五节
，five。
低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。第六节，西门彼得随后也到了进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里。第七节，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。第八节，先到坟墓的那门徒也进去了，看见就信了。第九节，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。第十节，于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。阿们。这段经文，我们最后来思考。
So we consider these few verses.
这段经文在讲一个事件。
It's telling us a fact.
这个事件的开端是什么呢
？And at the beginning.
就是主耶稣的尸体。
It's regarding the body of Christ.
对，主耶稣的尸体在主耶稣死后是众所关心的焦点啊。
Because the body of Christ after he died is the center focus point of many people.
我们可以理解，当时犹太人当局生怕这个尸体被主耶稣的门徒给偷去了，
Firstly,
做文章。
The Jews, the synagogues, afraid that the disciple of Christ might come and stole and took away the body of Christ.
对啊，假如真的被偷走了呢？他们就可以宣告他们的耶稣复活了，我们也找不到证据啊。
If they stole the body away, then they can claim that Jesus has resurrected and they cannot prove it.
因此我们看到那一些不信耶稣的人，对于埋葬主耶稣尸体的坟墓，早就做了最严厉的防备。
And therefore, they put guards around the tomb of Christ.
他们不但用石头滚来封住墓口。
Not only they put a big stone over his tomb.
还要派兵丁严加防守。
They also sent soldiers to guard it.
所以这记载在马太福音二十七章，我们就不翻了。
And this recorded in Matthew 27.
这个时候，后来时间到了，门徒当中有一位来发现，哎，坟墓门口的石头滚开了。
And when the time came, someone from the disciple noticed that the stone had been taken away from the tomb.
里面耶稣的尸体不见了。
And they saw no body of Christ inside.
发现的人是谁？
And who is the one who discovered
it? 我们所知道就是抹大拉的玛利亚。
And that is Mary of Magdalene.
他还发现这件事情，他也不知道怎么会这样啊。
And she did not know what happened.
他很惊讶的，很伤心的，赶快跑回他的同龄之间。
So immediately she ran and came to the disciples.
他向那一位使徒当中作首的彼得以及主所爱的门徒报告这件事。
And he came to the leader of disciples, which is Simon Peter and the other disciple who loved by Christ.
他亲眼看到。
She saw it herself.
他的心中有另外一个主观的判断。
She had her own judgment.
他得到的结论就是我们刚才读到的那一句，有人把主从坟墓里挪走了。
And her conclusion is that someone.Took him away.
然后又说我不知道放在哪里。
And I don't know where they lay him.
这是玛利亚自己的猜测，事实不是这样子的。事实他只看见耶稣不见了，但是不是有人来挪走了。
This is the assumptions of Mary because she didn't see it. All she saw was that it's an empty tomb.
哇，这些对跟随耶稣的人来讲是不得了的一件事。
So it's a big deal to those who care for Jesus.
于是其中两个。平常耶稣带在身边最爱主的两个，哇！现在开始一直跑，跑去哪里？坟墓那边呢
？So the two of them, once they heard it, straight away they went to the tomb.
大家在这一段经文要特别注意跑这个问题，我们就是要思考。
Now we have to consider they were going to the tomb.
谁在跑呢
？And who is going there?
彼得跟主所爱的门徒开始跑。
And they ran together, which is Simon Peter and the disciple loved by Jesus.
大家发现呐、啊？这个跑跑到最后有分前后啦，对不对
At the end, one run faster than the other.
所以这个跑不是为了所谓的公平竞争，不是为了分高下。
And this running is not a contest.
那跑得快的，不就是我们所称的他比较有体力吗？他比较有恩师才能吗？
Normally, we say those who run faster are more gifted and talented.
就好像今天，我们也在我们的生命当中奔跑。
Today, we are also running a race.
我们在教会里面服侍主。
We all serve the Lord in the church.
各有各不同的领受。
We have different gifts.
我们靠着神给我们的恩赐才能在服侍神。
According to the gifts and talents, we serve the Lord.
你会发觉比较有恩赐才能的，他好像做的比较多，做的比较快，做的比较好。
But you notice some who are talented or gifted will do a job better and faster.
但是大家知道，教会里面的圣工不是在看这个啊。
But today, the church is not a competition.
不是好像先做好了，做的多就能先得到什么？不是。
And doesn't mean that you do faster and better, your reward is greater.
我们刚才看到的那一段经文，这两个门徒一开始是一起跑。
They ran at the same time.
后来谁先到了？
But who arrived first?
那一个无名的门徒先到了。
The nameless disciples.
我们可以理解啊，在教会历史的背景考察上面。
So when you study the history of the church.
可能彼得啊，年纪比较大。
We might consider Peter at the time is more senior.
可能彼得身体比较胖。
Or he is a plumber.
可能他体力也不好。
Or he's not in physical form.
所以前面那个跑道的、啊，搞不好连喘气都没有；后面那个啊，可能跑得气喘吁吁，搞不好连滚带爬。
So the one who run faster might have a better stamina than the one who are slower.
就像我们弟兄姐妹，有些比较有恩师才能，在服事上驾轻就熟。
Just a brother and sister, we all have different talents. Some do it better than others.
有些人在服事需要花更多的时间，可能也做不太好。
And others might have to take more time to serve and might not do a good job.
但是请大家注意，这个先到的门徒他有没有进去？
But take note that when the first disciple arrived, he went in.
我问大家，这个先到的门徒爱不爱主？
Do you consider him to love Christ?
他知道主的尸体不见了，他焦不焦急呀？
Don't you think he is nervous and that the body of Christ has
disappeared? 他大可以有正当的借口，一到马上就进去。
He had the excuse when he first arrived, he would jump into the tomb.
他有足够的理由，他还可以诉说个人的情感。
And there's more reason for him to express his feelings.
但是大家真的要注意，这里记载的是他故意不进去。要注意这一点啊。
But take note that he arrived first, but he purposely didn't go in.
他在等谁？
Who is he waiting?
他在等那一个有年纪又发胖，跑到后来还跑不到的彼得啊。
He's waiting the slow runner, Simon Peter.
而且即使彼得到了，他也没有跟他一起进去。大家有发现吗？
And even Simon Peter arrived, this nameless disciple didn't follow him inside the tomb.
难道这个无名的门徒认为主比较爱彼得吗？
Do you think that he considered that Christ loved Peter more than him?
难道这一个无名的门徒认为彼得比他更爱耶稣吗？
Or do you think that he felt that Peter loved Christ more than him?
没有，他等在外面，让彼得先进去。大家用心体会为什么，这是非常重要的经节啊。
So this is a very important verse because he waited for Peter and let him enter first.
这就是今天我们教会基督教伦理学里面在提的长幼有序。圣经从旧约到新约一直在讲这个。
And this is the foundations, doctrines of the Christianity that we allow the senior to go first.
这是在陈述一个神国度里面的伦理。
And this is a value of the kingdom of God.
神国度里面的伦理跟个人的恩赐才能一点关系都没有。
And the value of kingdom of God has nothing to do with our talents.
甚至跟我们的热心爱心也没有绝对的关系。
And nothing to compare with our zealousness or our mood of service.
神国里面讲的是权柄。
The kingdom of God talks about power.
讲的是神所赐的。
And this power given by God.
所以这一个无名的门徒在这里表现的态度是什么呢？
So what did he demonstrate in this manner?
对神所高立的人这个职分跟拣选的尊重。
He respect the person who is first selected by Jesus.
耶稣第一个拣选的就是这一个叫做彼得充满软弱的统领。
Simon Peter might be weak at the time, and he's the first disciple selected by the Lord Jesus.
他也高他是他使徒的职分。
And he anointed him to become an apostle.
即使他比较没有恩赐才能。
Even though he might have less talent,
即使他充满了软弱
or he is full of weakness,
这一个无名的门徒在这里选择了等候跟后来进去。
But this nameless disciple decided to wait and for Peter.
是他尊重彼得吗？
Because he respects Peter?
也是，但是其实是见机他他更尊重耶稣，尊重神。
And maybe, but he more respect of Christ and God.
我们发觉，凡是神更爱的这些人都有这个特质。
And you will find that this is the uniqueness character of those who love God.
我们常常会讲述一个人的个性。
We talk about one's character.
我们讲述一个人的表现。
And demonstration of a person.
我们讲述一个人的付出跟他的恩赐才能。
And how much a person give for the church.
可是整本圣经从旧约到新约，你发现神最爱的那些人。始终因着神把一个关系放在第一位。
You will find that from the Old Testament to the New Testament, those who love by God or love God had one uniqueness.
大卫王跟扫罗王。
We look at King Saul and King David.
大卫王后来被神所高所拣选了。
At the end, David was anointed.
扫罗王本来被神所高，但是被神给弃绝了。
Although Saul was anointed first, but he was forsake by God.
你们后去翻旧约圣经，这两个人最大的差别在哪里
？If you turn to the scripture, you find out what is the difference of these two.
扫罗王不尊重神所高的。
King Saul never respect who God anointed.
所以啊，他可以在撒母耳先知献祭迟到的时候，就自己上台献祭的，还记得吗
？And when and prophet Samuel was late, he himself went to the altar and make offerings.
他认为。你迟到啊，我准时啊。
Because he reckoned that Samuel is late.
你是被神所高的，我也是被神所高的啊。
You are anointed by God, I am also anointed by God.
他不尊重这个。
But he don't respect that.
大卫不一样，想到了吗
？But David is different.
大卫好几次神把扫罗王交在他的面前，还记得吧
？There was numerous time that God entrusted King Saul into the hand of David.
连大卫身边的手下都说：“这是神赐的机会啊，要把握啊！你不敢让我来。”
Even the follower of David said, "This is the time to kill him. If not, I can do it for you."
难怪他们只能当手下。
And that is why they are not leaders.
大卫说：“不可以。”
Because David said, "No, you can't."
所以好几次他放弃的，好像是大好的机会，因为他说：“我不敢下手害神。”所高的还记得吗
？And numerous times he forgave King Saul because he said, "I do not dare to put my hand onto the one anointed by God."
凡是神最爱的每一个人，你发现从旧约到新约都充满了这种对神里面所设伦理的尊重。
So you find that all those who love God and love by God are highly they respect God and have this value of kingdom of God.
不像今天很多公司跟文化讲求的是实力。
Not like today, the society talks about desire.
没有，我们讲求的是关系。
We talk about relationship.
所以，看看这个主所爱的门徒。
We look at this disciple loved by the Lord.
他的决定值得我们敬佩跟效法。
His decision is worthy of our emulate.
在刚才我们所读约翰福音二十章这时间里面，大家又可以发现这里有四个看见 ，around 看见了。
And when we look at the John 20 from verse 1 to 10,
这里面有三个人描写了四个看见。
There are three characters here and mention what they saw.
每一个看见都比前一次的看见有更多的看见。
And many seeing become more seeing.
但是最后那一个无名的门徒最后出了最好的决定。
But at the end, the nameless disciple make the best decisions.
那第一个看见在哪里呢
？Where is the first seeing?
这经文记载，第一个看见的是玛利亚。
The first who mentioned is Mary Magdalene.
就是我们刚才所读的第一节。
And it recorded in verse 1.
她来到坟墓那里，看见石头挪开了。
She saw that the stone had been taken away.
又看见里面主耶稣的尸体不见了。
And she saw that the body of Christ disappeared.
这第一个看见产生了第一个反应。
first seeing, first reaction.
这个第一个反应是自然的反应。
And first reaction is very
natural. 人会照着自己的推论跟想法，他的推论就是主的尸体被偷。
And this reaction is make assumption that the body of Christ has been stolen.
接下来我们这里看到的第二看见。
And the second seeing.
这个第二看见就是主所爱的那个门徒。
And it is the disciple loved by Jesus.
这里描写他低头往坟墓里面看，但是他不敢进去。
He looked in and, but he didn't go in.
他看见细麻布放在那里。
He saw the linen clothes lying there.
所以这个反应跟第一个反应不一样啊。
So his reaction is different to Mary.
但是他决定不进去。
He decided not to go in.
好，第三个看见是谁呢？彼得啊。
The third one who saw is Peter.
彼得随后也到了，他进到坟墓里面，他看见了，这是第三次。
He arrived late, but he went in and he saw the linen clothes.
他虽然看得最清楚，进到里面。但是他反应是什么呢？什么话都没有讲出来。
He saw the clearest and he's most decisive, but he didn't say anything.
第四个看见。
The fourth seeing.
那个主所爱的门徒也进去，他看见一开始他也没有讲什么。
The other disciple also went in and he saw, but he said nothing.
但是第八节最后写说他就信了。
Although he said nothing, but he believed.
各位，世上的人，每个人都有自己的心智，都有一双眼睛。
Today, everyone have an eyes and mindset.
今天你来到安息日这里，请问你看见了什么呢
？You came in this holy suburb. What did you saw?
你知道吗？我们在场有一百个人，就可能有一百种不同的看见。
There's 100 people here, but we saw different things.
可是我们应该有的反应，就要像这个主所爱的那个门徒的反应才对。
But our reaction should be like the one loved by Christ.
无论我们在生活当中看见什么
，No matter what we saw in life.
无论我们今天来到教会里，你看到了什么
？No matter what we saw in the church.
你都要把它跟你的信连接在一起。
You have to connect what you see with your faith.
看见就信啊。
Once what you see, you believe.
这一个门徒他信的是什么呢？是一件当时理性所无法解释的事。
And what he believed, he believed something that cannot be explained by rationality.
有时候我们遇到恩典，我们没有办法去接受，还不理解。
Sometimes God gave us grace, but we misunderstood it.
所以我们看到最后这两个门徒的反应是第十节写的。
And at the end, how the disciple reacted.
于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
And verse 10, disciples went away into their own house, own homes.
我们看到，虽然他们还不明白圣经的意思，因为真理的圣灵还没有来。
At the time, they did not understand the scripture because the Spirit of Truth yet to come.
但至少他们因着信先回到自己的住处。
But at least by faith, they returned to their own home.
回到自己的住处，换一句话说，是在做什么
？So what did they do when they go home?
去等候神，让他们明白。
To wait for the end.To the announcement.
去等候神啊
To wait for God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们在信仰的生活当中，有时候我们明白，有时候我们还不明白。
In our life of faith, sometimes we understand, sometimes we don't understand.
但是我们在不明白的时候，我们一样要学习等候啊。
And when we do not understand, then we have to wait.
因着信，我们甚至能够接受那超出人的理智所能理解的事物。
And by faith, we can accept things that are beyond comprehensions.
约瑟的异梦跟遭遇是这样的。
And that is the dream of Joseph.
摩西受差遣见到那火烧不灭的荆棘也是这样的。
And that is how Moses felt when he attended to the burning bush.
约书亚记里面记载。
In the book of Joshua recorded.
以色列人接受命令开始围绕耶利哥城一天绕一次第七天绕七次。什么都没做，城墙塌下来了。
By command, they circled the city of Jericho, and after 7 days, the whole city collapsed.
你们知道吗？最难的事不是耶利哥城塌下来，因为那不是人能办到的，有什么难的、啊、
？So the most difficulty is not that the city collapsed.
最难的是神叫他们一天绕一次，第七天绕七次，什么声音都不能出。这个指令莫名其妙。
The most difficult part is the misunderstanding or do not understand why they have to keep silent and circle the city one day, one time, and 7 days, seven times.
什么声音都不能出。
They cannot make any sound.
这个命令莫名其妙在这里呀、啊。
So this is a funny instruction.
各位，你想想看，我们才不到一百个人， 要一整天不发一点声音很难耶。
Can you imagine 100 of us sitting here, if we're not allowed to make a sound a day,
你能想象那一道命令多没有意义，多难达成吗？
And you would try to understand why we have to do it.
绕城的百姓从老到少可能有几十万那么多，一点声音都不能出。
And at the time, there are more than a few hundred thousand people circle the city of Jericho, and none make a sound.
这无法理解。
So it's beyond comprehension.
但是要我们体会，在教会里面就是这样子。重要的不是我们发出什么声音，而是我们要同心合意呀。
So this is for us to learn today. It is not how much sound we make, but how we love and attend to one another.
有时候人就是喜欢出很多意见。
People would like to make opinions.
好像不出意见，自己很难受。
Yes, if you don't raise your opinions, it's very difficult.
出意见也是对的，不是不对。
Of course, it is right to raise your opinion.
但是在该安静的时候，我们就安静吧。
But when it's time to keep silent, that is, you have to remain silent.
因为不管是100人或者10万人
，whether they are 100 or 100,000,
神要求那个时候大家不要出声音。
God required all to remain silent.
就遵着神的命令好好做吧。
And therefore, we have to do according to the command of God.
最后的奇迹是耶利哥这一座军事要塞的墙自己倒下来了。
At the end, the city wall of Jericho collapsed.
我们看到彼得跟主所爱在这里也不明白。
We saw that Peter and the disciples here do not understand what happened.
但是他们看见就信了，然后去等候神。
But they saw and believed, and they went home and waited for God.
我们最后来看一个经节做结束。
Well, lastly, we look at the concluding verse.
我们来看新约圣经希伯来书十一章的第一节。
We look at Hebrews 11 verse 1.
希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrews 11 verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实理，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
有时候我们明白，有时候很多圣经里面的道理我们还不明白。
Sometimes we understand some of the teachings, but not every teachings in the scripture.
但是你是主所爱的门徒吗？
But are you the beloved disciples of Christ?
各位，我不知道你心里面怎么想，我愿意相信你们是。
I do not know how you think, but I would like to think that you are.
所以我们要信。
All we need to do is to believe.
我们看见事情的开端，照圣经说的，愿意信。
And the faith is the beginning of all things.
我们必因着我们的信，见到神所预备的终了跟末端。
And by faith, we enter into the beginning and the ending plan of God.
那就是美好的复活。永生跟安息。
And then finally, we have the final resurrections and have everlasting rest.
我们下午见证到这里。
We share this afternoon sermon here.
一起来吟诗。
Let us rise and sing hymn.
赞美诗356首。
356.